And welcome to this Tuesday, November 12th edition of Between the Lines. Most Wisconsin schools and districts are meeting expectations based on newly released data. The Department of Public Instruction today released school report cards for all public and private schools in the state. We'll get reaction from North Fond du Lac School Superintendent Aaron Sadoff coming up a little bit later on in the program. Authorities say an elderly Fond du Lac man apparently suffered a medical condition prior to a fatal crash in Fond du Lac County. Sheriff's Captain Bill Totick will join us on the next segment of the show. The Fond du Lac School Board will consider providing some financial support to build an artificial turf football stadium at Fond du Lac High School. The board met in a workshop session last night and agreed to vote at their next meeting on whether they will commit money from the district's fund balance if a certain amount can be raised through private donations. We're going to talk with Fond du Lac School District Athletic Director David Mikulkavich shortly after the bottom of the hour. School Board Treasurer Mark Gergella will also join us a little bit later on in the program. A Waupun Facilities Advisory Committee was formed earlier this year and has been meeting to talk about potential improvements to public facilities in the community, and now they want to hear from you. An open house will be held tomorrow afternoon at the Waupun City Hall Auditorium. Community and Economic Development Coordinator Sarah Van Buren joins us on the first segment of the show. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Pleasure having you on the program. Tell the listeners about this committee. When was it formed and why was it formed?
Sure. Earlier this calendar year, the City Council appointed various members from the community to sit on this Facility Advisory Committee. At the end of 2018, the city had completed, with the help of MSA consulting firm, a facility study. And it was really more of a 30,000-foot level of the facility needs for 8 city-owned facilities. This group was formed to really dive deeper into what the specific needs of each of the facilities would be, and then gather public feedback to help determine how those needs should be prioritized for council's consideration.
All right. And how many facilities are there? What facilities were they looking at?
Sure. There are 8 city-owned facilities that were reviewed at the Aquatic Center, City Hall, the Community Center, which is also our hockey arena, the DPW Garage, the Heritage Museum, the library, the public safety building, and the senior center.
Do all of those facilities need upgrades?
Yes, to a various extent, yes.
Is there one that stands out, one or two that stand out that are in definite need of upgrades?
They all need upgrades. It's just a matter of what the community feels should be the priorities for City Council to invest public funds into. For example, if you go to the library a lot, you may think the library takes priority over the Aquatic Center. If you utilize the Senior Center a lot, you might think that takes a priority over other ones. It just really depends, and that's why we are getting the public feedback, because we don't want the council to ultimately make a decision on how funds should be utilized for these facilities without gaining the feedback from the public and the users.
Well, are there certain facilities that need upgrades because they are deteriorating in certain areas where safety may be a concern, or is that not the case?
Not necessarily the case. One of the things that we will have at the public meeting tomorrow night is there will be boards for each of these 8 facilities that really highlight what the needs are. For example, at the Senior Center, unless you really utilize that facility, you don't understand the space constraints that they have when it comes to programming. For example, it's not uncommon for a fitness class to be going on and people are having to stand by the door because there's so many people there utilizing that class. But at the same time, the county meal program is utilizing the kitchen space to help prepare the lunch and get that ready. So as soon as the fitness class is done, they're having to really do a quick shift to set up for that lunch service. Whereas, you know, people that might not know that at the DPW, the salt storage garage is deteriorating and that needs some repair work. Or, you know, at the public safety building, you may not realize that there are no shower facilities for the firefighters. City Hall, unless you really work and utilize the building every single day, you may not understand that there are needs with the boiler system. So it really depends on what building, but nothing is really an issue in terms of safety.
Okay. Well, maybe safety wasn't the right word, but I mean, there are certain maintenance issues that cities have to take care of regardless of what the public says. For example, roofs have to be replaced. Boiler systems have to be updated.
Yep.
Even if the public says that's not a priority, it's the duty of the city to take care of those. So I guess my question is, and with 8 facilities, I imagine to do everything that was identified, it's impossible to do that all at once. This is something that has to be spread out over a period of time.
Correct, and that's why we want the feedback from the community members and the users, is that we do have limited funds, so we want to make sure that we are making the investment in what the community sees is the number one need, and then help us break it down how the other facilities should be prioritized, so as future years budgeting process goes about, we can be able to budget accordingly.
All right. Are some of these facilities improvements included, for example, in next year's city budget?
Not probably some of the really big ones. One of the things that we are hoping to do is that the findings of this study, as well as the public input, that will help guide, like I said, council in determining what our number one priority should be. So then we can go after various grant resources that are available at the state or federal level to help with the funding of some of these activities. So it wouldn't solely be within the taxpayers.
All right. I mean, I don't know what people are going to come up with, but what would be the big project if you're looking at these facilities? I mean, is there a new major building project potentially that's out there? What would be the big dollar project that would be on this list?
If you were to look at purely dollars, it would probably be City Hall upgrades as well as public facility, or I should say the public safety building upgrades. However, when it comes to the senior center, if it comes out that a brand new facility needs to be constructed to meet the current and future needs, then that's obviously going to be a high ticket item as well.
All right. So how does this meeting work tomorrow? Is there a presentation and then open for discussion?
No formal presentation. So when people come in, they are going to see boards for each of the 8 facilities, and we are going to have representatives from each of those facilities at the meeting to be able to answer questions that people may have. So they'll be able to go to a board and read about what the current needs are and what the cost would be to address all of those needs. And then there will be an opportunity at the end. It's going to be kind of set up in a way where you walk through the facilities. It's really walking around the City Hall auditorium. But at the end of the process, people will have the opportunity to determine or to provide their feedback on, based on everything that they read on those boards, how they rank the needs of the community for those 8 facilities. And if people can't come to the actual meeting, we do have the same information presented online through SurveyMonkey.
All right. When does the committee expect to make recommendations to the Common Council?
The study will be completed at the end of this calendar year, so it'll probably be very early in 2020.
Do you expect that some of the recommendations will be able to be handled by the council through the regular budget process, or Does the committee envision maybe some of these projects going to referendum?
It's really up in the air right now. The hope of this committee is to really be able to utilize normal budgeting as well as taking advantage of grant opportunities at the state and federal level.
All right. The public with an opportunity to comment is just one piece of the puzzle, giving the public an opportunity to have their say on what they think is important. Ultimately, the council makes the final decision. That's why the public elects them.
Correct.
So, but this is an opportunity for the public to make comments, and then the council gets to hear what they have to say. And this is from 4 to 6 on Wednesday afternoon at the Waupun City Hall Auditorium. Community Economic Development Coordinator Sarah Van Buren. Sarah, we greatly appreciate you joining us on the program.
Well, thank you for having me, and hopefully we'll see a lot of the listeners out tomorrow night.